brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, man executed after court refuses to remain open for extra 20 minutes to hear appeal. The CIA says that only 24 al-Qaeda left in the world, but we've still got to give up all of our rights or they'll attack us. I want to take a lot of calls in this hour. We're doing it right now. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. You're not going to have a lot of time to promote your materials if it's like any other broadcast, so I just want to promote them for you. Anyone out there who's listening, sign up for prisonplanet.tv. And, you know, Ron Paul just raised $5 million this quarter. He's got to raise $15 million this quarter. And I just want to encourage anyone to take $59, sign up for prisonplanet.tv, and take the other $40 out of $100, donate it to the Ron Paul campaign, and support the man who has turned us all on to Ron Paul and who's opened our eyes and minds up to what's really going on in the New World Order.
Well, it's exciting. Las Vegas has now got Paul 6-1 to win the presidency. He was 25-1, 15-1, 10-1. With his trajectory, he could win despite the media trying to sabotage him. Then people argue and they say, well, Alex, you said the electronic voting machines are a fraud. Yes. More than a third of the country has them in, but we're discrediting them. We're exposing them. We've still got to attempt this. And regardless, Ron Paul is injecting at the national level real issues about the private Federal Reserve, the inflation tax, the fraudulent war, the police state. It just overall, it is a good thing that's happening.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, I just think, you know, my generation, I've never fought in a war, but we're in a war, and we've got to sacrifice. And if we got to sacrifice not buying a $2 coffee a day to change the course of the country, then that's no sacrifice. We can all find ways to contribute to people like you, contribute to people like Ron Paul, to spread the word out where we're at. So I just want to charge people to do that. The hour is late.
You're awesome. I appreciate your call, Jason. That's great advice. Yes. The support we get is absolutely vital, and the more support we get, the more we can do, the more people we can hire full-time, the more action we can take. Let's talk to Laura in Boston. You're on the air. Laura, thanks for holding. Yeah, Laura, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to thank you, first of all, for your incredible heroism.
You don't need to thank me, please. I'm just getting the news
out.
No,
but I just want to say it. My question is regarding the New World Order, eugenics, you know, and your end game.
Yes.
I haven't seen that. But I have this question. I cannot jive with the whole thing. It's about the giant corporations. Why would the giant corporations that are spread all over the world, like Coke and, you know, even Mobile and all those big companies that have businesses everywhere, why would they stand by and let their consumer base be destroyed? What is that?
Every time I get interviewed on a radio show or for TV, like I was last night, on an in-game subject, on a population reduction subject, they bring up that very question. And I can't answer it in the 60 seconds we've got right now, but go ahead and ask any other questions you've got, and I'll come back and answer it.
No, that's the main thing that I really want to know, because I just keep, you know, coming up against it. I cannot understand why they would destroy, especially when you say they're trying to destroy the middle class. Now, this is the biggest consumer nation in the world, right? I mean, we have the incredible buying power still. Why would these corporations not have their own way to stop what's happening if that's going to happen?
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back and try to answer your question, then I'm going to go back to you, Laura, and see if you've got any other points or questions that you'd like to pose. And then we'll go to Fred, Jeff, and others. This is a very, very important question, and I'll try to answer it as succinctly as I can.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It's Thursday, the 4th day of October, 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. The Global Shortwave affiliate, WWCR, doing a great job. Also, all the fine folks that make our internet streaming possible at InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com. I also want to thank all of my webmasters and everybody in the office, from people that do bookkeeping to the folks that ship the videos and books out, to my producer, everybody. I want to thank you for the great job you do and the courage you have working here. Just everything that everybody does, I want everybody to know I'm very thankful for the support the listeners give us. We couldn't be here if it wasn't for you. That's obvious, but I just want to state that again on record, that I am thankful. I'm thankful for my daily bread. I'm thankful for the air I breathe into my lungs. I can't say I'm thankful for having really bad ragweed allergies right now, but you know what? That is a small thing compared to all the great things that go on in our daily lives. And please don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com. I know most of you listening on the internet, a fraction of our listeners, but great dedicated folks, already get the podcast, your MP3 or iPod. But what about telling your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, your Craigslist, your MySpace friends, your email list about the free podcast that serves up every day when the show ends, and the hour after the show it serves out to, I don't know, it's got to be like 60-something thousand people now, last time I looked at it, that are taking it. Please, 60,000 of you out there listening, tell others about the podcast. That's how we reach more people. And don't forget, we also restream the show 24 hours a day. We're live 11 to 2 Central, but then consecutively for 21 hours after. If you miss the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, you can tune in and listen to the streams consecutively at Infowars.com. I get emails all the time saying, well, I hear some other show, and I click on that. You got to go to Infowars.com. That's where my streams go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, I want to hurry up and go to Laura, Fred, Jeff, Joshua, John, and others that are holding. But let me try to answer Laura's really important question, because I get this constantly. Okay, you claim the global elite want to reduce the world's population by 80% at least. Why would the global corporations want to do that? They, quote, make so much money off of us. We're consumers that buy things. Similarly, people ask me, well, why would the criminal government stage 9/11? What's the point? Well, the neocons have written memos saying we need terror attacks to galvanize the people to accept us invading all these nations and taking the oil and having no-bid weapons contracts and getting the opium now flowing out of Afghanistan at record levels. I mean, that's why they've had national columnists and writers come out and say 9/11 was good, we need another one. That's why we have Republican memos people didn't believe 2 years ago, now confirmed to be real memos, with Republican Party heads talking about it, and senators and former senators, I mean, saying, yeah, 9/11 was good, and there's going to be another one, and then all you people that don't want a police state are going to have to shut up. Why did Hitler firebomb his own Reichstag? Why did he attack his own radio station and blame it on the Poles? Because the Germans weren't going to attack Poland without some excuse. They had to sell the general public. Now, that's a simple answer. Her question, if you just look at the official economic theorem, geopolitical economic theorem, from any of the major camps, doesn't matter if it's the Keynesian or it just doesn't matter, or the von Mises-type Austrian school, they all say, yeah, markets are dominant. Markets run everything. Markets control everything. Markets are unstoppable. You can't get in the way of markets. And to a certain extent, that's true. Unless you have cartels, which is another way of saying oligopolies. Groups of people, could be 3, could be 20, could be 10, companies, corporations, that get together and fix prices, or that get together and lobby government for laws that blocks any new competition from rising. The elite of the planet are monopoly men. Everything they do is about how to get a monopoly control over construction, over technology, over sciences, over military power, over hydrogen weapons, over neutron weapons. Because if they can get a monopoly and use governmental control to enforce that monopoly and regulation to enforce that monopoly, they don't have to worry about new elites challenging them coming up from the middle class. They don't have to worry about being supplanted by revolutionary competition. Because they're monopoly men, and the ultimate expression of that, the ultimate monopoly is to not just break up the family, and is to not just break up the nation state so no nation can challenge the global body, or so no army or individual can challenge them. But the ultimate final expression is literally removing your competition, wiping them out, killing everyone who isn't part of your tribe. And many tribes throughout history have practiced this. The Israelites in the Old Testament would go into an area and they would kill everyone, every man, woman, and child, every oxen, every fowl. They would kill everyone, and then they never had to worry about fighting that tribe again. And they actually learned that from other tribes in the Middle East that practiced the same thing. And generally, it was religiously driven, because the Africans generally didn't wipe out other tribes. They merged with other tribes, took them over, so they would be bigger and more powerful, which is really historically a more reasonable system. That is not what the Middle Easterners did. They would kill everyone. And the Romans, if you resisted them, would kill your entire village, whether it be in Gaul or whether it be in Persia, whether it be in Albion, or when Jerusalem resisted them, they went in and killed everyone and tore down every building. So it is the ultimate monopoly. It is the instinct of the elite to create monopolies. And if they get a world government, that is a monopoly of government where nothing can challenge it. They have a monopoly over oil through the OPEC cartel. They have monopolies now of force. That's what it's about, keeping other people from getting nukes. They have a monopoly over almost every nation in the world's issuance of currency and credit, and the private families own those shares. Now, that aside, it's also important to understand that even if you can't grasp why the elite want to kill the majority of the world's population, regardless, that's not where you start from in the debate. You say, okay, Alex claims in this UN document, they say it will be the world government's policy to reduce the world population by at least 8/10. And you go to the biological diversity assessment, codified in their international treaty and law, and you will read it. Or you go read the Audubon Society dated where Ted Turner says he wants to get rid of 95% of people, and you will find it. Or you go and you look at what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with over $70 billion in it now, from them, Warren Buffett, and others, is carrying out sterilization, eugenics policies worldwide. See, then you find out that eugenics took over and started most of the modern sciences we see. So it's about, I make this incredible claim, and then it is presented in the film, the books, the publications, where they said it, and it's only a fraction. We can't even put it more than maybe 10% of the evidence I came across is in the film. That's why there'll no doubt be an endgame too. So, from a purely economic perspective, though, trying to address your question, let me explain. Just as the father of Reaganomics explained last week, chief economist at the Treasury during Ronald Reagan's administration, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we are not trading with China. U.S. companies left the U.S. They went to China. They built the factories there. And they know it's going to destroy this market in the end. That is the whole point, was it was about getting an oligopoly, the elite cartels in China, so it would knock out the middle class and in Europe and the United States and destroy those factory bases, moving power out of the first world into the second world. And this is all stated in Carnegie and Maurice Strong documents and UN documents and Rockefeller documents. This is all public. They said 30 years ago they were going to do this. More than 30 years. 34 years ago. Man, I'm getting old. Hard to believe this much time has flown by. It's on record. It's to hurt you. They don't care if you take money they issue out of nothing and can buy some goods. All of this cheap Chinese goods was part of a process of bringing the U.S. to its knees. And you ask, why would they want to break up the family? That's the stated policy of any command and control government. They want you to have allegiance to the state, not your family.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anders from Midas. October 4th, 2007, gold, 723.10 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $745.72, $367.75 for half, $183.88 for quarter. That's $745.72, $367.75, and $183.88. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I've tried as best I can to answer your question, Laura. They don't care about making money. They print the money. They control the central banks. Everything they do is about global domination. It's about destroying competition. It's about going into China and making things cheaper than anybody in the world can make them to knock out tens of thousands of factories owned by nouveau riche or new wealth. The elite has always waged war on the middle class because that's where threats to its hegemon or its domination come from. And the elite, of course, are extremely selfish, greedy, grasping. And it's the ultimate expression of a control freak that they're not drinking the fluoride water. They're not giving their children the mercury shots. We are. It's feudalism. Go research that word, serfdom. They are systems of control by the elite. Does that answer your question, Laura?
Not really. I guess I'll just...
I just stated to you that the elite openly say in State Department Memorandum 200 that it is their policy to massively reduce the third world and to pay off governments to do it and to pay off China to have a one-child policy to have less people.
The third world. But you're talking about here and other, you know, places where there are large economies in the Western world.
Well, have you heard the announcements about how they want to penalize people for having more than one child? About how they want to tax us for our carbon footprints and how...
Let me just rephrase this, okay? I'm talking about the big picture. Even the banks that rule the world, you know, they have to lend to make money.
They only lend.
Is going on.
You're not listening. They have to lend in the past when they didn't have total monopoly. They only lend to get property. They only lend so you default. That's where they get their profits. It's about control. Listen, IMF World Bank documents got released in 2002. And it was all about how they wanted to wreck economies so they could consolidate everything. Do you understand that? It's about total control.
I know the government is doing that and all the governments that are related to this government, okay? But where do they, you know, where are they going to, where's the opposing force to all this? There has to be one.
Yeah, it's called you and I.
No, I think there has to be a big economic, you know, opposition to like all these, what about these companies that are all over the world dealing with everything, you know? And there's a whole bunch of specialized companies. There's not like a monopoly on these things, and it would take a very long time for that.
No, there are monopolies over...
Yeah, I know there are monopolies, okay? I know that.
Listen, if you control energy, you control the entire equation.
Yeah, but this is the government you're still talking about, you know? I'm talking about
the government that
these
says they...
companies. They're not part of the government. They need to make money. That's more important to them than anything. Their profits, as we know, like
most of their quote profits are government contracts, and that's expanding.
Right, the industrial, you know, what is it called?
You know, this is what I'm telling you. The elite have stated what their plan is. They are doing this. Now, are you saying that isn't true, or what are you saying?
No, I believe that the elite have that exact idea. You know, I mean, they want to destroy the third world. They want to destroy all the Muslims. They do. But what about the opposing force of the, you know, rich economies around the world? And what about the federal income tax where they get so much money from?
You understand, not one red cent of that income tax goes to run anything in the government. It's only on interest on the debt. It's a control mechanism.
Yeah, everything is controlled. But you said that the banks don't make their money from interest. And I'm telling you, I can't. They've always had total control over us from
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. It sounds like I'm not going to be able to explain this to you. This is about total monopoly, total centralization. The money the bank loans you is a fractional reserve equation. It isn't real. Okay, so when you pay them back interest, it isn't real. It's all meant to create economic conditions where they can then blow out whole economies and consolidate, and where they can get governments into debt where they are beholden under their control. We're going out of a phase of where they needed to use some free market systems to consolidate into a phase where they have almost total centralization and total control. Okay? And we have a global government that is already staging massive terror attacks and killing thousands of us at a pop. And we have top professors at every major university saying 80%+ of the public need to die and that bioweapons need to be released on us. And I'm just telling you, we're in grave danger. And I'm sorry that it doesn't make sense to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Longs, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I'm also going to take some questions out of the live question section of the Prison Planet Forum.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
And I just gave that lady 25 minutes trying to explain it to her. And hey, you're on the right path. You're looking for the truth. I mean, you at least understand that it's the globalist plan to do this. And they are targeting our population with eugenics programs. They've been doing it in this country for a long time. They sterilized more than 400,000 women in this country. Then they sterilized tens of thousands of Native American women after that in the 70s. There's been hundreds of other programs and other secret tests. They will just go in the New York subway. I use that case because everybody knows about it. It's famous. It's one of thousands that are admitted in 1968 and just killed a bunch of people on the subway. Details remain classified. I mean, that's what they think of you. They're on power trips. Do you understand that? And Bill Joy, who is a multi-billionaire, co-founder and co-owner of Sun Microsystems, a $100 million company, went to an elite meeting in 2000 with over 200 top technology company owners and engineers, and they were there talking about how the elite planned to exterminate the public. So he went and wrote an article about it. This is all over the place when you start researching it, dear. I know it's crazy. It is nuts. But this is what they're doing. They have robotics. They have all this mechanization. They don't need us anymore. You understand that? Life has always been cheap. Now it is a negative to these people. They call it culling the herd. You know, Hitler planned to go all over the world and kill all the inferior races. You know that, right? He got that from British planners and U.S. planners. His guidebook was U.S. and British eugenicists publications. He says that in Mein Kampf, My Struggle. Adolf Alois Hitler. And now we have people like Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger as our gubernur, our Gruppenführer. Oh, heaven help us. All right, Fred in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Really looking forward to seeing Endgame. Be calling back tomorrow to place my advance order. Was watching TV, and a couple of times I saw a new commercial for a movie, Rendition, which goes back to the torture. And I went to the renditionmovie.com site, and if you click on the film info and then go to Worldview, it gives you the opportunity to watch a interview for Matt Lauer interviewing President Bush about his interrogation techniques, a speech by Condoleezza Rice on how rendition saves lives. A lot of information there in one spot to people that want to learn more about.
Now, by the way, rendition is you're walking down the street, a van pulls up, they throw a bag over your head and take you to Bulgaria and torture you for 5 years.
Absolutely right.
Well, that's what Christians do. And once you start doing that, why not torture children, which they do?
I believe you.
Oh, that's in the official government documents. See, that's the real target of these people.
I've done my own research, and I don't believe you because I've read it myself, because I didn't just take your word for it. I did what you told me, and I went and I researched it, and I found out you're exactly telling the truth.
Have you read the Army's own report on it?
Now, that I have to say no.
Just type Army report on torture, and then Tagumbu, I guess he's people, neocons make fun of that name. He's a Filipino-American two-star general. He ran the finding, and it's even a whitewash, but admits they killed people and tortured them to death. And then they admit 95% of those taken to the camps in Iraq, totally innocent. They just randomly scoop the males up.
And then they give them no rights to legal counsel of any type. They don't tell anybody where they are, where they're being held. It's totally wrong.
Well, they also pose with the dead bodies like it's a trophy.
Scary stuff, Alex.
Well, they can't wait to have their way with us here domestically.
Well, I'm not going to go down easy.
I hear you. Anything else?
No, sir. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in San Francisco. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Okay. Have you seen the new propaganda they've been putting out trying to say how Blackwater's helping out now in Iraq?
Blackwater has gotten $700 million. Blackwater is a total neocon operation, and they have been, they're in trouble for reportedly smuggling weapons to the insurgency. They're in trouble for all sorts of things, but they're the future of warfare, just open mercenaries who get $30,000 a month when the soldiers get $30,000 a year if they're lucky. And even when the Iraqi president says leave, our government says no. Again, showing that it's a total puppet government. I mean, even when they finally say you got to get rid of them, the other contractors say they're bad. The military says they're bad. They're getting our soldiers killed. But they use Blackwater in New Orleans, and they're going to use it in America. And, I mean, yeah, I've seen the propaganda about how sweet and loving Blackwater is. And really, they're a bunch of fat guys with goatees strutting around acting tough who are so afraid they just fire at anything and everything.
Yeah, totally. Another thing I wanted to ask you, I listen to your show a lot, and I like the bumpers that you guys play, the music, and I know a lot of it has a message in it. I was wondering if, I don't know if you maybe could like put together like a maybe a CD where you play the music and then explain what the artist was trying to explain, and maybe that way would be a good way we could download that stuff and print it out, give it to people as a, you know, a gateway to wanting to learn the truth, that kind of thing.
That's a really good idea. I just wish I had time to do it. I didn't have time to floss this morning.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call. It's hard to say no to things. It's hard to say no to radio interviews. It's hard to say no to TV interviews, and you're there for 3.5 hours. It's hard to say no. But I have to learn to say no. What I like is what people like who have the YouTube channel, the fella, or maybe a woman, I don't know who it is, the Gatekeeper Invasion. That's the name of his YouTube channel. And that guy is a great video editor, great artist, really smart, does so much hard work, must be 3 or 4 hours of work a day, putting videos together with our material. And I want to thank he or she and salute them for the work they're doing. And there's literally hundreds of other people doing great work on YouTube. I mean, if you think there's a message to that music we play, grab the little bumpers, make your own comments, and put it out. Folks, I'm not whining. I just can't do anymore. And I like your ideas. I like the recommendations you give me. And the way you put it was in a nice spirit. A lot of other folks call me and say, I want you to document everything you've gotten in game. I want every document, every photo, and every quote you've got documented, and I want it on the web right now. I demand it! I could barely finish Endgame, financially and time and energy. It was a Herculean effort. 3 people principally worked on that film, and then a few others did some other work, the graphics and things. And guess what? You kind of take my enjoyment, my pleasure in presenting something, but we are creating a bibliography for the film. We've been doing that for the last month. I'm looking at Aaron Dykes out the window, trying to do 5 other duties and that right now. I don't have the money, and I don't have the people. And if I did have the money, you can't find enough people that actually are into research, and they want to drink coffee and talk about conspiracies and be part of some rock and roll band. This isn't a rock and roll band. This is very hard work. So we are doing that. We are putting together for endgamemovie.com. What is the endgame.com? That's the 2 different URLs, goes to the same site. We are doing that. But that was done with martial law by a wonderful listener who offered to do it and did an incredible job. And that website sits there with every article, every document, every claim we make with the time code second, with the exact document or article or photo for you. It took him months to do it. I didn't have the money to do it. He just did it. So, I mean, think about if you were trying to do all of this. People seem to think I'm like in some ivory tower. I'm literally in a converted old auto repair garage that has been here since the 20s. I'm in a cinder block building that bugs and mice get into. I haven't changed the oil in my car for probably 10,000, 15,000 miles because I hadn't had time. It doesn't matter. What I like is those that are out there taking action themselves. And I literally know this is life and death. I mean, I do this because I know these are hardcore killers we're fighting. I work hard because I know the time is short and the enemy's moving against us right now. And I see all these other lazy patriots and truthers who just, they want to be rock stars, a lot of them. And they just sit around for all the wrong reasons and they whine and they hate whoever's successful and whoever gets the word out. Believe me, I wish you weren't lazy. I wish you were truly taking action. Because we need to stop these people badly. We need to take action. We need to defeat the New World Order. Who's up next? Joshua, North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to first, of course, thank you for all your effort. I am an internet listener, and I do tell all my family and everyone I can about you and that sort of stuff. But what I wanted to bring up specifically was a little bit of history that is less discussed these days about the Civil War and the fact that before the North came up with their idea to free their slaves with, you know, the whole 8-to-1 thing, there was a push by the South to free them with a 1-to-1 electoral vote that got voted down because the North controlled the Senate.
Look, I've got the essays, the letters, the publications that he wrote for newspapers of
right.
Lincoln. It was never about slavery. It had nothing to do with slavery. He kept saying he put the Union back together and keep slavery.
Exactly.
It was about who was going to control Western
House of Representatives and the government.
Who was going to control, exactly, trade laws? Who was going to control the Electoral College? And the British had tried, when Andrew Jackson was president,
right?
They had tried at the end of his second term to foment the South over a tax on tobacco and cotton to foment it, and Jackson found out the British were funding it and stopped it, and he was a Southerner, by the way.
Right.
But he said, after I'm dead, the British are going to do this again. And he begged everybody, even on his deathbed, he said, they're going to start a war with the South. So I had family in the South. I'm, right. You know, what you'd call a Texas Southerner. Had family
Indeed.
Killed during Reconstruction, but the Southerners don't like to hear that they were rooked, they were scammed, they were taken by the good old Union Jack boys and their black op intelligence. A little too sophisticated for the hayseeds down here. And it doesn't matter if the Southerners killed 3-to-1 in their fights, and it isn't taken away from their valiance and all this. The point is, it was a big scam.
Totally, and I completely agree with you, and that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people these days don't know, and since they wrote the history books, isn't taught in the schools, and it bugs me. So, I mean, you can go out there, and you can go to libraries and universities and read this stuff for yourselves and find out about it, and it's all true, but they've been doing this for a very long time, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a new thing. They may call it a new world order, but this has been going on, and it's more like an old world order. It's just never been so public, but, I mean, you know, the human race evolves. They've had all this time, and it's obviously evolved into a very nasty, evil beast.
I agree with you. Very elegant. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Nope. That's all I'd like to say, except keep up the good fight, and I'll continue to do my best and vote Ron Paul.
Thank you so much. John in South Dakota, go ahead. San Diego. Okay, I saw SD on the screen. I'm out of it today, folks. Go ahead in San Diego.
Yeah, let me, first I want to congratulate you on the graphics and music that are coming together on your website are great. I really enjoy like a little introduction before you get into your like weekly reports and stuff. So just from an artistic standpoint, it's just great to see that happening. The other thing I'd like to talk about is Blackwater here in San Diego. There is a 800-acre site in East San Diego, about 2 or 3 miles from the border in Mexico, that they are looking to make into a new training station. And this this weekend, there's going to be some protests from San Diego Coalition for Peace and Justice. You can go to their website and check out the activities October 6th and 7th. Bob Filner, the representative, will be there to speak. So he's a direct opposite of Duncan Hunter, who pretty much supports Blackwater. I took a ride out there, and it's just beautiful country. And to look at, to see it just be destroyed by some of these Blackwater people who I've seen in person, and let me tell you, they're scary. They're just the type of people that just sort of scare you at first and then make you angry later on. So,
you know, I've seen a lot of video of them, and mainly, and I'm not knocking them, I'm overweight too, but they're about 50 pounds overweight, devil goatees, stomping around acting tough. And, hey, a real warrior doesn't do that. Thugs who want to act tough and scare people act like that, and they're into being tough. But I've seen video of them when their guts are blown out and they're crying for mama.
Yeah, well, anything to get those that type of activity out of any neighborhood here. It scares me if we have another wildfire.
Well, they've got another one of those, you know, fake right-wing Christians. They're not right-wing. They're not Christian. It's all fake that runs it. And it's just that that's a country in total decline. Huge merc armies. Military is already a massive percentage is illegal aliens who are aggravated felons. And that's what we're going to have, illegal alien aggravated felons commanded by guys with devil tattoos running around with devil goatees led by a Fruit Loop Christian Zionist.
All right, Alec. Thanks. Take care.
You bet. Anything else?
Just I'm an architect for 9/11 Truth Movement. I've had a few phone calls from people asking me to take me to lunch. So I just tell them, just stay local. Take care of your family and friends and neighborhood first. That's most important.
I hear you. More calls straight ahead from Mike in Wyoming and others. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Bottom line. We have a criminal elite in control of our nation. They stage terror attacks. They talk about how human life is completely worthless. They're setting up a world government to blot out any resistance. But the good news is people across the globe at an accelerated rate are waking up to the true threat to humanity. And I'm just honored, blessed beyond belief, to be at the very tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order. And I ask God every day to lead God and direct me in the work I do. All right, let's continue with the phone calls, as promised today. Mike in Wyoming, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
A little more on the topic of Blackwater. There was I was watching, or kind of half-watching TV the other day, and there was a kind of a ticker tape display at the bottom of the screen saying that the FBI agents who were investigating Blackwater were going to be protected by regular military. So that speaks well of this organization.
Well, it does, and I've got stacks of news here today. I mean, I guess to the point where I don't even cover most of it. It's on the websites where people who are in investigations in the military keep writing home saying, look, they said they're going to kill me if I die, it isn't suicide, and a day later they blow their own head off. I mean, they've killed a whole bunch of investigators. And, yeah, notice that the FBI, I saw that, has to be protected from Blackwater, from the mercenaries.
Yeah. But I wanted to follow up on the lady that you spent quite a bit of time with. It seemed like you all weren't on the same wavelength. Her question is basically, why aren't there more Bill Joys? At some point, as you go down the Forbes 500, you're bound to find some people who find you know, the New World Order more of a minus than a plus. And why aren't these guys getting organized and doing something?
Well, that's why the elite spend so much time trying to get people who are in the power structure to join them. And, you know, the CFR has got 4,000 members now in the U.S., and only the inner committees have a bigger, you know, piece of the picture. And they kind of have laudable goals on the surface, and that's to keep people kind of in their huddle. I wouldn't say that the whole Fortune 500 leadership knows about this game plan. More and more of them are waking up to it, but I guess it's up to us to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is certainly something that cannot stand exposure. I mean, look, we have the SPP documents. We know the North American Union is merging right now. It's all happening. And you still get the establishment saying it doesn't exist. You see what I mean?
Right.
So, you talk to a lot of these CEOs. They're experts on their company and their type of computer chip or whatever they sell. But then you ask them the difference between a Wahhabist and a Shiite, they don't know. So, you see what I mean? A lot of these rich people are specialized.
Mm-hmm.
And you think a Fortune 500 list, you know, I think that's big. Well, we know that the Fortune 500, that's a whole tier below the true elite who've had their money secret for 100 years.
Yeah. You remember H.G. Wells wrote The Open Conspiracy, and he expected that, you know, a couple decades ago, they'd be at the point where they wouldn't even have to issue denials or pretend that they were doing something other than what they were actually doing. And I think in their demented minds, some of them actually believe that this is all somehow for the best.
Oh, no, they do. They think they're saving the Earth.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you used to be in Arizona, didn't you?
Right.
So you've moved to Wyoming? Or?
Yeah, a small town. I got a newspaper here that'll actually publish my editorials.
And you're a medical doctor, too, aren't you?
Right.
Now, you've been calling for about, what, 8-9 years, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back in 60 seconds and then let you finish up your statement about H.G. Wells and the elite's demented mind. We'll be right back. Third hour, straight ahead.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.